Atlanta voters will have a chance to boost MARTA's funding with a halfpenny sales tax referendum this November. It's separate from the Atlanta and Fulton County T-SPLOS measures. Those are for broader projects, while the MARTA money is just for transit. And the MARTA sales tax would stay in place longer, for 40 years. WABE's Amy Kiley spoke with MARTA GM Keith Parker about the ballot measure. He began by talking about a survey that signaled areas in which MARTA could improve.
Those who did offer dissatisfaction, primarily it was due to things we don't do now, that is run very late night service, enough service on weekends, enough service on special events, and they mentioned areas we don't cover. So we believe that with passage of this referendum, we would begin to meet a lot of those unmet areas and increase that customer satisfaction even greater.
Estimates show that tax increase would net about $2.5 billion in 40 years, and the price tag for the projects on your wish list seems to exceed that. So will a number of those projects get cut, or do you have another way in mind to fund them?
One, we're going to maximize and leverage the dollars we receive through the tax by going after federal funds. In addition, we'll be working with the public, with the city council, major stakeholder groups, neighborhood associations, you name it, and prioritizing what projects come first, which projects come a little bit later, and how we'll implement them.
What projects do you see as being at the top in terms of the prioritization of that wish list?
Well, the thing that we'll be able to do the quickest will be an enhancement in bus service.
You mentioned federal funding. Is that a guarantee or is that a hope?
We're due. So we're very confident that with the types of projects we will be presenting and the fact that we have very positive relationships in Washington, that we will be quite successful in generating federal support.
For the Beltline, I think I saw $1.7 billion could put light rail around the loop, and $295 million could connect the streetcar and the Beltline. What are the odds that those Beltline projects could get high enough on the priority list to happen?
We may not be able to build out the entire Beltline with light rail, but certainly portions.
Speaking of the streetcar, it seems okay now, but GDOT did have to look into it a few months ago for safety and security concerns. If people are thinking of voting on this referendum, how can you guarantee them that in the future problems won't arise with those safety and security kind of concerns?
Well, one of the things about a startup like the streetcar was is that there's always going to be growing pains. Even the most long-term transit systems in the country and even in the world have some of those hiccups when you just begin. And so we think we're past all of those elements, though there's still always possibility of something potentially happening. But we believe we've worked closely with the city, closely with GDOT, even with the federal officials, and making sure we do have a safe system out there.
Some critics of sales tax increases say they disproportionately impact low-income consumers. What would you say to people who want the legislature to chip in some income taxes before they pay an additional sales tax toward MARTA?
The benefits, what we tend to see in public transit, the benefits do disproportionately impact in a positive way lower wealth people. Because if you have no cars whatsoever and you're paying, let's say that 15 cents per day into sales tax for the transit system, but you're using the transit system multiple times per day, it actually does turn out to be a great return on investment for you. And those people who don't use the system at all and who are paying into the system, they benefit as well through higher property values, through better quality of life in terms of air quality, and the fact that it frees up a space on the road or on the bridge or whatever for them.
The other argument is always about gentrification, be it around the Beltline, be it around MARTA stations. The argument, if a neighborhood becomes so desirable a place to live, people who are low income who live there can't necessarily stay. How do you plan to address those kinds of concerns?
We take affordable housing very seriously. So, for example, on our transit-oriented development projects, that's where we use one of our rail stations to partner with the private sector. We require that the developers who partner with us provide at least 20% of the housing as affordable housing.
Why should voters listening to this interview say yes to that MARTA T-SPLOS referendum?
First, I cannot serve as an advocate for the tax because I'm a government employee, but I can educate about it. We think MARTA is a tremendous investment, and we think additional dollars will bring great, great returns to the taxpayers here and, in fact, to the entire state.
Thank you.
You're welcome.